Welcome to the Franco Colella Show. I'm Franco Colella, and I'm going to be discussing the 2018 to 2019 MVP and who I believe will win the NBA Finals and what are my playoff brackets going to be. I believe that Giannis Antetokounmpo will win the MVP because his averages and stats are amazing. 28 points per game, 58 field goal percentage, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. You might say 6 assists is low and James Harden is averaging 36 points per game, but you got to think about the percentages. Harden is averaging 36 points per game, but only 44%, while Giannis is averaging 58%. And Harden's only averaging 6 rebounds, while Giannis is averaging 13. But Harden is averaging more assists, so that's going to be a throw-up in the air, whoever they want to choose. And Paul George, I don't think he has a shot at the MVP, even though he has mediocre MVP stats. But it's just Giannis and Harden, who are amazing players, and one of them is going to win MVP. And for the playoff bracket, I believe that the 76ers are going to beat the Raptors in 6 to 7 games. It's going to be a close series. I'm not 100% sure that they'll win, but that's my prediction. And I believe the Bucks will be able to beat the Celtics in about 6 to 5 games. Because the Celtics, I think they'll give them a good fight. And I think the Bucks will beat the 76ers in the conference finals in a matter of 7 games. Because the Sixers' chemistry is amazing. Ben Simmons to Joel Embiid. But then you have to put into consideration Giannis. He's an overall, all-around superstar who's making everyone around him better. And him and Eric Bledsoe are an amazing duo. With Chris Middleton, they're an amazing team. You can't even just think, oh, Giannis is an amazing player. Don't consider anybody else on his team. He makes everyone around him good. And then in the Western Conference, I believe that the Warriors will beat the Rockets in 4 games. And that the Nuggets, they'll bring the Trailblazers to about maybe 5 or 6 games. Because I think the Blazers will give them a good fight. Because the Blazers, Damian Lillard did amazing against the Thunder. Hit that walk-off buzzer beater to win the game and the series in Paul George's face. And then I believe Nikolai and the Nuggets will maybe get the Warriors to 6 games. 6 to 7 games. But the Warriors will overcome them. And then I believe it will be Bucks-Warriors in the finals. And in the finals, I believe maybe, honestly, I think the Bucks have a shot at winning, but it's just the Warriors are Bucks have a better regular season record, but you never know. The Warriors, they're players. It's just like you saw the Kevin Durant game where he had 50 points. You can't stop him when he's doing good. Like your hand is in his face. You can't do anything. When one of their players has an amazing game, you can't stop them. It's just they just make every shot. So it depends how their players are feeling. If they do good, they're going to win the championship. If they don't, they're going to lose the championship. If they have bad chemistry, they're going to lose the championship. I know Giannis, he's going to provide an amazing series against them. And that's why I think they're going to win the finals. And honestly, Giannis, he should win MVP. I feel like even though Harden has better averages, if he wins the finals, he's going to win MVP. Because if he's going to win finals MVP, and then it's like they're going to have to give it to him. Because Harden, he's not going to get past the second round. And his playoff stats aren't even as good as his regular season stats. And plus, Giannis, with the 58% field goal percentage, is so much better than Harden's. That's an outstanding field goal percentage. But, like, Harden, he's averaging amazing. That's an amazing points per game. Like, we haven't seen that since Wilt Chamberlain without the 3 seconds key. But people say Wilt Chamberlain, he just stood in the 3 seconds the whole game. That's not true. I believe he went outside the 3 seconds, but everyone thought, oh, there was no three-pointer or three-second key. He just probably did that. But you got to put into consideration, Wilt didn't have the three-pointer. He only had 2s. You have to put that into consideration. And that's why I think that Harden will not win MVP because he's only shooting a matter of 44%. That's mediocre. That's mediocre. That's not an MVP candidate. And Giannis, with even though 27 points, 58%. That's amazing. That's outstanding for this category of player. With 13 rebounds and 6 assists, he could bring his assist up, but he's still doing amazing. That's why those are my predictions for the NBA 2018 to 2019 MVP and who I think will win the finals. Thank you.